Time now for StoryCorps. All across the country, friends and loved ones record moments from their lives. Lee Modern sat down with his girlfriend, Linda Eldridge, to share childhood memories from Tennessee. Modern had relatives in Elizabethton, Tennessee, and each summer during the 1960s, he and his cousin would visit them.
Well, Uncle Abraham and Aunt May Little, they had a big old house they lived in, and you walk in there, smells of good food and cigar smoke, but they couldn't have any children. So we stay the nights frequently, you know, in the summer, and I noticed there's something Uncle Abraham would do at night before he went to bed. He'd go into the kitchen, and he'd get this big, ugly brown bottle down from the highest cabinet and get this spoon, and he would pour this liquid into the spoon and take a big dose of it. Now, you got to remember, I'm about 7 years old, okay?
Okay.
So everything's a mystery. Well, he caught me looking at him one night. I said, "What is that anyway, Uncle Abe?" He goes, "That's my smart medicine." I said, "Can I smell it?" He goes, no, this is too powerful. It'd keep you awake all night." I said, "Well, what does it taste like? Does it taste like cherries?" He says, "It's better than that." I said, "Come on, Uncle Abe, let me have a little taste of it." He goes, "Your Granny Ruth, I don't know what she would do when she found out I gave you some of the smart medicine. You think you can handle it?" And I went, "Yeah." He says, "Okay, get a little spoon. You can't have much." So I'm standing there like a baby bird with my mouth open. And he says, "All right, here it comes." And I swallowed it, and it was awful.
Well, what was it?
My Uncle Abraham would take a big old spoon of castor oil every night before he went to bed for therapeutic reasons. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that because, in a way, it did make me smarter because some things that look pretty good on the surface might be something best left alone.
Lee Modern and his girlfriend, Linda Eldridge, in Waco, Texas. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress. Get the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.
Support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.